Hi friends, and welcome to another episode of the Impact of Me podcast. My name is Rachel. Today, I am concluding our mini-series on gratitude. So we've talked about the different levels of gratitude. We've talked about the good sides and bad sides of gratitude sometimes and how we have to work those out. And today, I want to shift our perspective on gratitude a little bit. Because I think too often we look at gratitude as things after they've happened. But what if we started being grateful for the things that were going to happen? That we had faith that were going to happen? That we were dreaming with God to find things that were going to happen, and then we started being grateful for them before them. I'm going to say that again. Grateful for them before them. What does that look like in your life? How does it look to start saying, I'm grateful for my business to be thriving. I'm grateful for the stress that I'm not going to have in the future because I'm learning how to rest. I'm grateful for the blank that is a future thing. Because I think that gratitude is one of the ways that we fight. I don't know if you've heard this recent worship song called Fight My Battles. But it has been my anthem recently. And I believe that praise and gratitude is how we fight. It's how we overcome the negativity in our lives. The pain, the hardship, the darkness, all of it. We overcome that by being grateful. And sometimes that's being grateful for stuff that hasn't happened yet because the good stuff's not here yet. But we have faith that it's coming. That this was what our lives were meant to be. And so we're grateful for the before the. And I just want to say that, like, the more I step into this, the cooler it is. Because ultimately, a lot of what this gratitude stuff before is dreaming with God, right? Like, I'm grateful for a succeeding business. It's not there yet. But I am dreaming with God about that thing. I'm grateful for the relationships I'm going to have in the future. I'm grateful for the beautiful community that's going to be placed in my life. I'm grateful for the whatever it is. And as I work through what I am grateful for in the future, I start to dream a little bit more. I start to see a little bit more of the picture of what God wants my life to look like. And there's such beauty in that. And as I focus my attention on that, I am focusing on the beautiful things in my life. And that's what I'm giving access to me. And so I am consistently living in this place of gratitude. I have so much right now, and I am so thankful for the things that I have. And as the year is coming to an end, and I recently celebrated a birthday, like, I just am grateful. I'm grateful for where I am, and I'm grateful for the things that I have. I'm grateful even though these things have happened. I'm grateful because of those things that happened. And I'm grateful for the things that are coming. All of those things are beautiful pieces of me. I'm about to finish up my degree, and I know I'm stepping into a new season, and I'm grateful for that new season. I really have no idea what it looks like, but I'm already grateful for it. So, we've talked about being grateful looking backwards, and I want you to start looking forwards and being grateful for what's coming. Do you have faith? Can you believe that good things are coming? What are those good things? And start thinking now. Start thinking now. That's an invitation. And it's a start. And it moves you in that direction. Propels you further. So, start being grateful for the before the.